Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Satchel Paige. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Satchel Paige. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Doby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wertz throws the ball into Vico, who tags Vernon trying to return to first, for the out. Doby scores. Boudreau moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Boudreau scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mitchell for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is called out on strikes. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hegan. Lake moves to second. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lapon strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks is hit by the pitch. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreau is hit by the pitch. Ray Boone pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepon scores. Wirtz moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Wakefield scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Mike Garcia now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vico strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Peck reaches second base with a double. Vernon scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Hal Peck. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth throws the ball into Lake, who tags Doby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Dick Wakefield. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Bob Swift pinch hits for Aaron Robinson. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is walked intentionally. Al Benton now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Wirtz moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Boone fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Bob Swift now catching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Al Benton. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.